GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, bringing on the Walk and Talking TV Guide from WABI TV5, Maine's first television station. It's Steve Hiltz, Steve Areno, the guy that George hired. Back here. Here we go again. And he'll never let you forget it either, for some reason.
Well, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, you tell us, because we got the news release from you.
Oh, I guess there is something going on in my
place. That you're doing something. He turned his mic up just a little bit higher. He's soft-spoken. He's shy, and he shouldn't be. He should be boldly telling everybody what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
You made this... Well, take us back. Has it been, 1 year, 2 years ago when you first made the move to weekends?
Probably a year and a half or something, roughly 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you made the decision to do what then?
To put a weekend morning newscast on. So it's something people had been talking about for a long time. We'd heard about it many times over the years that people would like us to be there. And we decided to do it. And it reminded me very much of when we first did our morning news. It reminded me when we first did a 5:30 before we went to a 5 at night. It's baby steps to get where you want to be. And you start out saying, we'll start and we'll see if we can't, you know, get a wedge in some place and start growing from there. Because it's a process. It's obviously an investment. There's obviously some risk when you expand newscasts. And, well, you know, we could go all the way back if we had to. And we didn't used to have a 6 on weekends at all. And we had an 11 that was 15 minutes long. And we had a guy come up from Hancock County. It was Rick Foster, I think, used to come up and just do a rip and read.
Wow, there's a name out of Rick Foster. Yeah,
he'd come do a rip and read. Basically, you take the AP and read it to the camera. The master control operator would turn on the microphone and the camera and the lights. And you just go, and then you're done, you'd go home. So things grow slowly. And so we decided that we'd take a shot at the weekends to see how that would go. It has gone well. And so the announcement that we put out yesterday is that we are expanding both of those shows to 2 hours. And we're going to be starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday and starting now at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And there's a lot of reasons why those time periods take place too. So.
Yeah, I saw the announcement yesterday, and I was kind of smiling a little bit for the simple reason. Back when I started, when Telejournal News, back...
Gordon Manuel?
Well, even before then.
Gordon Manuel. Yep.
Even before then, we did 15 minutes of local news, followed by 15 minutes of network news.
In the early days, yeah.
In the early days. It was a half hour, and it was 15 local, which... There were times I did 6 minutes of the 15 in sports and do the weather because we didn't have a lot. But news has changed. Television has changed. We did everything local then. Station breaks were local.
Right.
I did live. Rick, I don't know if you were in the business at that time. I used to do live commercials maybe 4 or 5 times a night in between network shows. Everything has changed. And if you go across the country, and I notice this immediately every time I go somewhere, 2 hour, 2.5 hour news blocks, not unusual at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Anywhere I go, whether it's North Carolina, Florida, wherever, they do have a tendency to have more people, but...
Well, that's it. It's an investment to do that, and either it pays off or it doesn't, and that's why it does take longer when you haven't been doing it.
Right.
It's hard to say, I'm going to throw this money at this and see if we can make this work. I mean, my experience now has been it's a no-brainer. It's like, just do it, but it's hard to tell the people that have to spend the money that.
Exactly.
You know, they're going like, okay, we hear you. Do your proposal and tell us how this is going to work. And we know the audiences are there for news. That's something everyone's learned. That's why everyone's doing as much as they do. News tends to be more modular now. We don't really expect everyone to sit through 2.5 hours of news. You're supposed to be coming into it in waves. And
well,
so,
that's what I was reading in social media yesterday after you made the announcement.
Yeah.
A couple of people said, well, it's just the same news over and over.
Oh, right.
But it's not designed for you to sit there for 2 hours.
Okay, you know what that's like? That's like when you have a hit radio station and the kids complain. You play the same songs over and over again, and then you come back and say, actually, you're just listening too much. That's not the case.
It's kind of valid.
Now, there is an argument. I remember, because this is the way one person described it to me when I worked in television on Mount Hope Avenue, and we had a 5 o'clock newscast, and Portland did the 5:30 and whatever.
Right.
But the 5 o'clock newscast, okay, you've got, and for those that know this, you've got the first block, you've got the second block, then you do some weather.
maybe some sports, and you got a fourth block that's a kick or something, happy to make you all feel good, and then you keep teasing. Stay with us, because we're going to tell you more at 5:30. We're going to tell you more at 6. First block is whatever's going on, the big local story, okay? Mm-hmm. And they'll put together some of it. Second block, there's usually a feature that comes out of CNN National that describes how your pillow is trying to kill you, okay? Because that's, yes, it's local news.
Yeah, okay.
It's not that my pillow. That's a problem.
Yeah.
It is local news as it is coming out of your station that's down the street.
Right.
Okay. But
it's not.
It's not always local news. You're getting a lot of national news thrown in there. Can we call it these days? I'm not challenging you, but can we call it local news when it's really telling us stuff that's going on halfway around the world?
You know what? The concept behind that is, again, that some people want that information in their local newscast. That's where they're coming to see these things. And we get it all the time. Of course, now, and you mentioned social media, in the modern world, they're on you right away. You know, we get a lot of flack for the way stories are written, because they're not written by us. They're coming from these syndication sources, mm-hmm. or other stations in the group, or any of these outside outfits. Now, particularly if you're reading stories on social media or reading stories on a website, websites are being filled with more content than just local content. We have local content, we have national content, we have regional content, and we'll get that quite a bit. But they act as though there's no local news there because we put that one story up or two stories up, and I was like, that's kind of annoys me. I'll say, okay, fine, then don't read that story if you don't like it, and go to the other stories that are filling the page. You can find them.
We've all been down the road on this. Yeah. If it's a story they don't like,
I don't want to get into that whole battle.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if it's a story they don't like, that was fake.
Well, we're leftist WABI lately. I've noticed that's what we get a lot of. So
there isn't a lot of new news sometimes, mm-mm. And it is true. If you're, I remember, Don Colson told me, when he was news director down in San Antonio, he said, we didn't cover all the murders. We only covered the big murders. We didn't cover them all.
Right.
He said we'd spend all... Now, if you're in the state of Maine, there's a murder, it's going to be a seven-day story.
It's a story for 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
It keeps going on. I mean, there is a difference.
Yeah.
But the reality is, it's not designed for people to spend 2 hours sitting on the couch eating bonbons, watching the same news repeat, because some of it's going to repeat.
We have to repeat the top stories because people are coming in cycles. Well, particularly in the morning. Let's you're starting at 4:30. You're probably a little light on the local there. You're probably more on the other stuff, and then you come into 5 and 6. You have to fill those in kind of normally, and you're going to keep repeating those stories because someone's up at 5. And out the door at 5:30.
Yeah.
All right. That's what you have to realize. And you're coming into it at 5:30, or you're coming into it at 6. Obviously, by 6 o'clock, the audiences are larger. And look, it's great if you're sticking with us, because that's cool. You're helping us out. And we try to throw in a different feature in each hour, some interview or something like that. Mm-hmm. There'll be different things like that to dress it up. But the top stories are going to come back around.
The big story is
going to come back around. Absolutely.
Most of the time, they want the weather.
Weather.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they want weather, though. Occasionally they need weather.
That's nice and everything, but really what people want is to find out from their meteorological expert what the prognostication is for precipitation.
It's funny because I'll watch it 5 times because it's running that many times, and I'll sit there and keep watching like it's going to change, you know? I'll do it. Well, here it comes again.
I'll go back to the evolving of television.
Yeah.
What else, other than a few games that you program, I don't care what station you're looking at, whether it's going to be channel 5 or 2 or 7, whatever we're looking at.
Yeah.
What other program do you do on a daily basis that's live?
Well, that's it. You know,
the whole operation.
Then you throw in a few other things that are pre-produced, local programs over the course of a year, or live sporting events, live news events. Debates will be coming up. You'll have forums during an election year, but they're news related. They're basically, that's what they're tied to, the news department. So, yes, news, and that's the thing you've grown the most because that's what you can control locally. And what George's point is there is, yeah, in the early days of television, you had local talk shows all day long. You had, of course, the children's programming, the Bozos and the
I did Romper Rooms.
And Romper Rooms because that's the market that was there then.
I did Romper Room.
Well, I was in the announcer room.
There's a phrase. There's a phrase you should stay away from. I'm sure the statute of limitations is up, but I just don't want you to get it. Talking with Steve Hiltz from WABI TV5, and they're going to start expanding their morning news. And so on Saturday, on Saturday, as we say in Arista County, it starts at 6 and goes to
6 to 8.
6 to 8, and then on Sunday, it's going to go 7 to 9.
7 to 9, and that lets us lead into our national newscasts that are going to the national, the early show on CBS on Saturday, and CBS News Sunday morning.
Okay. Now, who did you sucker into sacrificing their weekend lives?
What's that?
A translation. Who's going to come in and do the newscasts that early in the morning?
The folks that are still there right now. Yeah. So it's Alyssa Thurlow, Ryan Munn, and of course, sports will be done by Gullickson or Seidlinger. That's our two sports guys. But
I like the way you're all slangy with the sports guys. You go by the last name, you know.
Yeah. So and so well, we and actually so just call Gullickson Gully. So, you know, you're
going to
shorten
it
right up. Yeah. I don't think that Brian Seidlinger has maybe he does. I'll have to ask the news department what his short nickname is.
Okay, tell us. It's just us. No one else is listening.
What?
Is there any resistance to, I got to work longer on the weekends?
See, we really just kind of sprang this on them this week, so I haven't heard yet. we had to talk to them before we put out the press release. So we're hanging. I got brought into the office like a couple weeks ago, and they're like, we're doing this. I said, okay. And draft up the press release. Okay. And get ready to make promotion. Yep. Okay. And then she goes, his boss, she goes, but hang on to that because we got to talk to everybody about it. So Meanwhile, talked to everybody. We finally got them on.
And what's
aware.
Bubbling under here is
the fact that Jim Morris left before he had to tell him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, what's bubbling under the surface here, too, is the fact the sales department gets involved.
Oh, well, yeah.
And now we're talking about what we call in the business avails. And they do sell well.
ROS, buddy. ROS.
Well, look. The timing is obviously, we probably would have waited in a normal world and not waited another quarter. We usually do things quarterly, but we're doing it right away in February is when it's going to happen, February 1st. And it is because, it's election year. We're going to need the inventory. We are going to need the inventory because it will sell. And if you don't have more inventory, your normal advertisers are going to have a hard time as it is during election year. And we just want to make sure there's enough inventory.
I'm not
there.
Saying who. I can't.
Yeah.
But a leading political figure in Maine, said to me within the last 24 hours, can you imagine the amount of money that is going to be coming into Maine with the Collins race, with the CD2 race? Can you imagine the amount of money?
I just can't believe the presidential stuff that you're seeing, which is weird. I just think weird for the state, but it's happening.
I'm waiting is for all that money to somehow eventually make it into our paychecks, fellas.
Well, it doesn't go into the budget, which is
that doesn't go into
the budget. Funny how that happens.
It doesn't go into the budget.
That's a mystery wrapped in a riddle surrounded by an enigma.
Well, it's in the budget as a separate line for the election year so they can tell what it is and track it.
And that line is far away from salaries. You notice that? It's like on the third spreadsheet over.
WMUR in New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's the only television station in the state. Now, stop and think about them being first in the nation primary. And they are the only and they get into Massachusetts, and they get they have to back up a Brinks truck, because political advertising has to be paid for in advance. You can't imagine the amount of money that's coming in over the transom.
Yeah, but it's only being sold at the lowest rate.
Well, that's true, but
not to PACs though.
Well, we're selling all the Well, that's right. Not to PACs. We don't have to sell
PACs. PACs can pay whatever the. Whatever the freight
allows. I think you inverted that sentence.
Yeah.
We can charge, well, not we. They can charge whatever they want for the PACs.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's right. The politicians get the cream of the crop.
The low unit rate is just for regular folks.
Right.
So it begins. Someone wants to know, gosh, whatever happened to my Saturday morning cartoons? It's been replaced by news.
Well, it was replaced by, I have a dog too, all right? So what do you want me to do? Sorry. But that's really true. Come on, it's all day long. Animals, cool, right? That's what another show's called, I think. It's like this, things like that. Although there is a couple of times you'll see something a little different, like The Inspectors, which is some dramatized postal inspector thing. But most of the time, children's shows are gone. They'll still be on, by the way, those particular shows, so they're not going anywhere.
Steve Hiltz from WABI TV5, the hardest working man at the Maine's first television station. Or at least that's how we're going to spin it.
Thank you.
We're spinning it.
Spinning.
Thanks, buddy. Have right. a great day. Our friend Jay Fidels of AARP Maine, we think he's made it through the queue at Duncan to come in and take a seat and talk with us next on GHRT.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.